USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC released new guidance last week regarding mask wearing for those who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19, saying that they no longer need to wear masks indoors in most settings. But as states now adapt their mandates, there is still some confusion over what people should do. Dr. Amesh Adalja is an infectious disease expert with Johns Hopkins University and tells Fox News how vaccinated people should proceed under the new guidelines.
If you're fully vaccinated, you have to realize that the virus is going to treat you very differently because now you are unlikely to be infected. Breakthrough infections are extremely rare, and you're not likely to spread this to other people, so you're no longer a threat to people. So that's why the public health guidance has changed for fully vaccinated people. It's also important to remember that there is a big swath of the population that is not fully vaccinated, and they need to continue to wear masks, especially indoors when they cannot social distance.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
President Biden will meet early this week with a group of Republican senators to continue negotiations over the president's infrastructure plan. The two sides met last Thursday, with both emerging hopeful that a compromise can be reached. Republicans have balked at the size of the president's more than $2 trillion proposal, looking instead for a smaller, more targeted package. Representative Ashley Hinson says she's also hopeful for a deal. The Iowa Republican tells Fox News that investing in infrastructure is important, but that not enough of the president's plan does that.
When we're talking about that package specifically, only 6% goes to roads and bridges, only about 5% to broadband infrastructure, and even less to locks and dams and forts. So when you're talking about spending more on electric vehicle subsidies than actual infrastructure, I think that's where we need to come to the drawing board. I think there is a room where we can actually find a solution that everybody agrees on, but I hope we can all come to the table and get something done.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney is speaking out after her ouster from House Republican leadership. Wendy King reports.
Just a few days after she was ousted from Republican congressional leadership over her criticisms of former President Trump, Congresswoman Liz Cheney told ABC's This Week,
"I won't be part of whitewashing what happened on January 6th. Nobody should be part of it, and people ought to be held accountable."
This week, the House could vote on establishing a bipartisan commission to investigate the violence on January 6th at the Capitol. She also said the false claims about the election are harmful.
To cause that kind of questioning about our process, frankly, it's the same kinds of things that the Chinese Communist Party says about democracy, that it's a failed system, that America is a failed nation.
Cheney's replacement, Elise Stefanik, says the party is unified.
We want to focus every day on exposing the border crisis, the economic crisis, and the national security crisis in the Middle East, because it's having an impact on everyday Americans' lives.
Stefanik on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And an entire expedition to climb Mount Everest has been called off after several members of the climbing party were infected with COVID-19. Austrian company Furttenbach Adventures says the number of infections among the 51-person party at base camp is spreading rapidly. Nepal only recently began allowing climbers back onto the mountain, issuing climbing permits again in April, after canceling the climbing season last year because of the pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.